Hudson Yards sprouted during a moment of post-September 11 pride and economic uncertainty, with the mayor at the time, Michael R. Bloomberg, vowing to reclaim a neighborhood that included a stubby collection of brick warehouses, factories, and tenements built when the Hudson River docks were busy. In the middle was an unsightly rail yard. On Friday, when Hudson Yards officially opens, a city within a city will rise as the centerpiece of an area bounded by 8th and 12th Avenues from 30th to 42nd Streets. The main site, developed by related companies and Oxford Properties, was built over the rail yard, and it is, by some estimates, the largest real estate project in New York since Rockefeller Center in the 1930s. The $25 billion neighborhood has 13 buildings, including a school and parks, that will bring more than 55,000 employees to new offices there. There will also be a major dining complex with restaurants run by celebrity chefs like Thomas Keller and David Chang. Without a doubt, we now have millions of square feet of office space and housing we did not have, said Alexander Garvin, a former commissioner on the New York City Planning Commission, who became involved with the Hudson Yards in the mid-1990s. We have that many more jobs, that many more places for people to live, and that much more property taxes that come into the city. The related company's chairman, Stephen M. Ross, a 78-year-old billionaire who is one of the world's richest people, is moving into a penthouse in the 72-story tower, which is known as 35 Hudson Yards. L.J. Cross, president of Related Hudson Yards, which oversees the development of the site, said in an interview that the redevelopment would not have gotten off the ground without the subway extension and tax breaks that allowed for new office space to be offered at rates comparable to Midtown's. Mr. Cross said it was vital that the city throw its support behind major development projects to ensure that it remained attractive to businesses in an increasingly globalized economy. With all those buildings we have in aging Midtown, we have to find a way to build modern buildings to compete with London, Singapore, and Tokyo, he said. Mr. Cross said that as Hudson Yards grows, the city would take in more in property taxes than it could use to pay off the bonds that financed the subway extension.